לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
חנה לשיעור.
Preparation for the lesson.
חנה לשיעור.
Preparation for the lesson. You need to maximally, as much as you're capable now, each one according to his degree, detect what is the goal. Where am I with the ten? How should we connect together in order to reach that goal? I have nothing else to add. Scrutinies, we need to perform them. And simple scrutinies. Take a piece of paper, sit together as a ten, and start filling it up concretely. Truly, one by one, and you will see where you're missing out. Again, you need to maximally, as much as you're capable of right now, each one according to his degree, detect what is the goal, where am I with my ten, how should we connect outside in order to reach that goal. I have nothing else to add. Scrutinies, we need to do them, simple scrutinies. Take a piece of paper, sit in the ten, and start filling it up concretely, truly, one by one. And you will see where you're missing out. So let's together scrutinize the following points in order to achieve them in the lesson. Detect, what is the goal? Where am I with my ten? And how should we connect together in order to reach that goal? So let's scrutinize the following points in order to achieve them in the lesson. Detect, what is the goal? Where am I with my ten? And how should we connect together in order to reach that goal?
Our goal is adhesion with the Creator, ultimately, to bestow contentment upon Him. Where are we? We're at the opposite end from that. We aspire for it, we yearn for it. Sometimes it awakens, and what we need to do right now is only to awaken the light, to pray, to hold onto each other so that we have that power to maintain such ambitions.
Yes, our goal is to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. Where are we in relation to that? It is difficult, up to impossible to say. I don't know how to say. I do think that to some extent we are giving him contentment, but surely I don't feel we've reached adhesion with him. And what was the third question? What are we supposed to do about it? Practically, only prayer.
There's an article where he says that even if you haven't attained anything of spirituality, you need to be happy because that's what you're lacking, that you're sad about that, and you're not like the billions in the world who aren't even sad about lacking spirituality. So it's true that we haven't achieved the goal yet, but we're striving in that direction, and that already should give us a feeling of happiness and confidence. And we need to constantly exert to ask the light to act upon us, to make another change in us, to help us come closer to each other and be as one. Because according to nature, by nature, this is unnatural, anti-natural. And here you need the help of the Creator. One need to identify with the group more than he identifies with himself and also with the idea. So we strengthen each other in the attempt to ask the light to change us, to help us change.
And the request can come from the fact that we make all the efforts to connect between us, especially during such special times, like when Rabbi is not with us right now, or that we have actions towards connection and unity. We have many opportunities where we can work together and overcome many states as a ten, as a group. And the fact that we don't give up and we keep the framework, it is all ahead of us.
Yes, we continue. And as Baal HaSulam writes, it's not that I departed from you, you've departed from me. It depends only on us, and where we are, with what yearnings, with what aspiration, if it's toward connecting together, or being close to the love, or a lack for everything that he wants to convey to us. Will succeed.
Yes, the goal is to achieve the true reality. And where are we? Each one of us is in his own place, and that's the problem. Someone is in his fantasy, someone else in his own will to receive, someone else maybe somewhere else. But we simply have to be in one place, together. And from that place it is possible to achieve, to attain everything.
Yesterday, the lesson in the evening, Rav gave a lesson to the Berlin group, and he was asked, what else is missing? Where aren't we working correctly? And he said, you need to connect. And I sat there and I was thinking about where are we missing out? What are we lacking in order to connect like that? This connection, and I think we should do this together. It's very difficult for me to understand where we're missing out in terms of connecting together. I think we have our proper daily schedule, we do all the work. I suppose that connecting is something much more inner, much more heartfelt, more emotional, and here we need to do some additional work just to push the heart a little more. So perhaps let's pray for this to happen to us in this lesson today, that we all manage to compress our hearts a little bit more in order to come closer to each other. And then we'll make that connection that I've been speaking about for so long.
Yes, I also feel like Eyal, that the ego has power, or it gives you the power to do anything on our path, not outside. On our path, you can do anything except for the request, except for the prayer, except for the effort to put your head down towards the friends, come closer to the center of the group. Even though it's also within its power, but to ask for that, and this is what we have to work on. At least I'm happy that we have this privilege to enter the lesson now together and demand this light, that it would help us to annul ourselves on the one hand, on the other hand, to see its greatness, because after all, we do want to resemble it.
I would add that also in the actions that each one of us takes. Yesterday, at least, I felt that you do, and it's great that you're doing what it is you're doing, but where are the threads in your thoughts, in your concerns? It's not a matter of just checking the box of having done something or not. You need to add the friends to it. I don't know exactly how to explain in what way, but you have to have some relation to them when you do something.
I think that the way should become clear to us with the help of the reforming light. It's not something that we will have to understand in our mind. could see in Rav's lesson yesterday when he explains to people that we have to connect in order to achieve spirituality. It's not the first time that I heard it. And I was wondering, what is the great difficulty? What is the problem in understanding the simple thing that we have to perform all kinds of actions that Rav is talking about? So, when Rav talks about the spiritual reality and we're not there yet, we have to truly ask for help in order for us to see reality like Rav and feel it like Rav, so that the things that he says will be as simple to us and understood by us as he understands them. Clearly, these are not just actions, because we did many actions. This is simply really a prayer and some virtue. Something has to work on us out of our efforts and effect that change is in us.
And all the conditions around us are set for us to achieve adhesion, and throughout the day, if you don't feel reality through the 10, all the anti-Semitism and the climate problems and everything around you, everything is arrayed in such a way as to draw us towards adhesion.
Set it up, rock it shine.